Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Tuesday, everybody. Rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a few minutes after 5 if your ear holes are taking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then you are perhaps listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you are receiving us into your brain, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here live for the next couple hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
Ground control to Major Tom. I just feel like I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. I just feel like people have forgotten that David Bowie is dead.
Yeah.
You forgot.
Yeah, Pat Robertson.
Ungrateful dickhead.
Pat Robertson still slithering around the earth. David Bowie is dead.
Abe Vigoda,
if you ladies and gentlemen haven't heard breaking news, Abe Vigoda actually has passed away at 94 years old. He was kind of... Well, he was in Fish. I mean, that's his, I guess, his biggest role back in the 70s.
Yeah, it was, he played Fish in...
Barney Miller.
Damn.
And then he had his own show, a spinoff.
What was the Barney Miller theme song? I love that theme song. I cannot...
I don't know, I'll have to look that one up.
There were no lyrics. It was just like, it wasn't... That's the Odd Couple. Oh shit. It was a good theme though, whatever the fuck it was. Rest in peace. Whatever that means. I'm an atheist. Have fun being mulch.
Don't forget to tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to communicate with us, we will be keeping our eyes on that on the Twitter. It's at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Or you can toss us a message over at our Facebook page, which we don't check as frequently during the show, but we do check it. It's Crab Diving on Facebook. There's also the Crab Diving Network on Facebook.
Oh,
like that
God.
Page also. That's where all the shows here on the network, when they drop as a podcast.
Dropping.
You could find them all there. All the links to that there. Y'all, we just brand new last Saturday's Cannalinguist just dropped on the network. So there you go.
Oh shit.
As a podcast, go there, download that, smoke some weed. In fact, Abe Vigoda trending on Twitter as the number one trend, announcing the final, the demise of Abe Vigoda, who like the last 20 years became more famous for the fact that his death was incorrectly reported a couple of times. And there was even a website it was like abevigodastatus.com or something like that. Somebody made a website just so you could verify the fact that Abe Vigoda is in fact still alive.
They
had to update that. Sadly today.
Was it hooked up to his vitals?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe they had some sort of bracelet on, one of those Fitbits or one of those things, right? Tweet us during the show, talk to us, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to say, we appreciate it. You can also give us a call. We'll be firing up the Skype machine pretty soon, one of these shows. But you can leave us a message And if it's funny, we'll play that shit on the air and stuff.
Oh, yes.
30 seconds. Keep it to 30 seconds. 323-601-5427. That's 323-601-LIBS. And leave us a message there.
Right.
All kinds of shit going on. All kinds of shit going on.
What's wrong with the world? Oh, my God.
The magic spreadsheet of crab diving.
What?
Is fucking full today. We got lots to get to. So let's start off with, I guess we can see what's in the headlines. I actually don't know. I've been a little offline.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, January 26th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Right-wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, and our Constitution tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
I just can't get enough of that one.
Oh, my God.
Go to our Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody who deserves an Oscar for editing found a scene from a Warner Brothers cartoon with Yosemite Sam coming through some swinging doors and announcing to the saloon something, but they dubbed in Sarah this babble from Sarah Palin. So I mean, it looks like it's Yosemite Sam.
I mean, it sounds like she's talking, and it the same. Yeah, it does sound like Yosemite Sam. Sounds like she's hacking at something with a fucking axe.
Especially
while she's
when
saying
when he gets mad.
Right.
Braga bargle fargalaga braga farga.
Right. Winging. It sounds like she's hacking someone's arm off. Right. Oh, wait. No, she's not. She's just endorsing a lunatic to be president.
I think.
What the fuck?
A fascinating. I hope somebody would do this on the YouTube. Take the announcement, that clip came from, her ridiculous endorsement of Donald Trump, and just zoom in on Trump's face.
Oh, yeah.
For that whole thing, because goddamn, he's fascinating to watch. Also, it's some people were saying they weren't sure if it was like his smile was like, oh, Jesus Christ,
God.
I can't believe this dumb moron.
I think it's that.
You think even he's not that good of an actor?
I think he's trying so hard. He's like, oh, my fucking God, man.
Polls are up, man. He's,
oh, yes.
Polls are up in
All
Iowa.
The polls are up.
In Iowa, he's climbing up in the polls among evangelicals. Evangelicals.
So what I'm learning is when you act like a total shitbag, that makes America like you.
I guess so. I guess it's
a xenophobic shitbag racist dickhead.
Maybe it's more proof about the kind of sheeple aspect of the evangelicals that, again, all they care about is a strong leader. They don't give a shit if he lies. They don't give a shit if he flip flops. They don't give a shit. He said something the other day or yesterday about Medicare that makes it sound like a pretty liberal view of healthcare.
Yes.
And they don't seem to care.
Nobody cares about anything. They're just angry. Yeah. They're just white, angry.
Yeah. And but then don't you think they're going to get a little pissed off? I mean, it's not going to happen. But on the let's just fantasy land and say Trump wins.
Oh, yeah.
The presidency. Do they think he's going to get all that shit done? Does he actually think there's going to be a wall?
He gonna
built.
Do-
Does he think he's going to be able to deport 12 million people? Does he think he's going to be able to put up a magic shield of freedom over the United States to keep muzzies out?
Right. Well, what's going to happen is he's not going to be able to do any of that shit, but he's going to find some brown people to blame it on. This is why it's not happening. The Democrats. The Democrats don't want me to build a wall. The fucking Democrats don't want me to deport all the Mexican people.
Right.
It's their fault. Fuck them.
They've been wearing this political correctness, kind of like a suicide vest.
Kind of like a suicide vest.
Kind of like a suicide vest.
It's kind of like a suicide vest. Not totally like a suicide vest. Similar.
The latest poll, before we get to the headlines, the Iowa Democratic caucuses. This is over at 538.com. 538 is, what's his first name? Silver is his last name.
Oh, yes.
Hi-ho. And,
Hi-ho Silver?
Yeah.
Tonto.
No, I forget what this guy's name is.
The anyway, Lone
over
Ranger.
At 538. But he was the one who predicted, like, the last couple elections really well. Now he's got his own website and shit.
Anyway. Smart dude with glasses.
There you go.
Whatever.
Who's really good with numbers and
the
polls
nerd.
And shit. Nate Silver.
Nate.
There we go. Nate Silver over at 538, they have their predicciones going. And
yes.
They have, despite the recent alleged surge.
Yes.
Which
gross.
I guess there is a little bit.
We're going to need a towel down. We got this surge.
From Bernie Sanders.
Gross.
They're giving Hillary a 79% chance of winning Iowa.
69.
Which,
wow.
Like, regular polls aren't seem to show, but for some
What's
reason...
What's his fucking deal?
They think it's a lot bigger than that.
What's he doing? Like, math?
Right.
Science?
Now, on the...
Fuck that guy.
Republican side.
Oh, yeah. Who's going to win? Trump?
Right now, they're saying... I guess it's...
You know who I'm predicting to win? A right-wing nut job, lunatic, xenophobic idiot.
Well, they're saying Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, John Kasich, Carly Fiorina, and Rick Santorum.
Yes.
Have a less than 1% chance of winning. They're not even on the chart here.
What a waste of money. If you're donating money to the Carly Fiorina campaign, are you mentally handicapped?
Right.
Or Jeb, even?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to vote for that fat face. He's got a fat, sad face.
I saw another article about just how Huckabee's losing his
dick.
Little... chubby mind. Ooh. Over the fact that the evangelicals threw him away
like what?
I don't know. I was trying to think of something.
They tossed him away
like a full fleshlight,
like a used condom into the gutter in Koreatown. Why do people do that?
Used?
Yeah, like, why don't I like walk to, around
I, you
and
know,
see
I take
that?
Pictures of the rappers.
You know what happens? That shit.
Not people standing on the corner. Hip hop, doing hip hop. I mean, I'm talking about rapper as in WR rappers. Yes. For the condoms. I take pictures of them on the street so that.
What kind of filter?
For my condoms of K-Town.
What kind of filter do you
coffee
use?
Table book. That's
Sepia?
Going to be coming out.
Oh, yeah. Where do we buy that book? On Amazon?
You're right.
Go to Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon to buy all your coffee table books about condoms and birth control. Mm-hmm.
So Iowa Republican caucus has.
Cock.
According to 538, they think Cruz has a 49% chance of winning.
Fuck
Trump,
you.
42.
Oh, okay.
But
jeez.
The last few days have seen Trump climbing significantly.
Oh, really?
In Iowa. Like, Teddy Cruz has been hovering.
Ooh.
And actually going down in some polls.
What a fucking perv.
But he's now going, hopefully he'll be. I mean, they say if Cruz can't win Iowa, that might be it.
Because, come on.
Well, because he's nowhere even on the radar in New Hampshire where people have a brain and shit.
No, nobody likes him in the East.
Even
right?
The Republicans in the East can't stand him.
What is that shitty movie we watch where if Hitler took over or whatever?
It's a show.
Well, see, I think Ted Cruz would do well in that kind of environment.
In some fascist,
yes,
dystopian.
I think
what
all
if Hitler won World War II kind of scene.
I think in a dystopian world, all those Republican right wing nut job asshole dick face candidates would do quite well.
The Barney Miller theme.
What the
theme.
Fuck, man? What happened to television theme music? That is badass.
Well, yeah.
That's so good. Can we let that... That sounds like such a high-maintenance asshole. Can we let that play in the light low in the background just for a little bit? I love it so much.
The Barney Miller?
Yeah, I think the audience would
the
like
Abe
it.
Abe Vigoda? How's that? The Abe Vigoda background music?
God, listen to that. That's so good. Damn, that's so good. What happened to music, man?
Get off my lawn, kids.
Damn. Oh, television theme music.
Are you suggesting
sucks.
That the latest songs are not as...
Well, if you go back to the 80s and you think about all the theme music, there are a lot of shitty theme songs there. And I feel like maybe this was one of the last good ones. Like, The Odd Couple was great. The fucking Taxi theme song was good. Barney Miller song is awesome.
And where do I start? Oh. First you wanna go to the left,
you wanna that?
Turn right, wanna argue all...
It's beer.
Why?
Well, it's with the current...
What is wrong with you?
The current the hit song.
You hate me. You hate the crab diving listeners.
Yeah,
Jesus
hate,
fucking
you hate America.
Christ.
You hate Christmas.
Oh, jeez. That Justin Bieber, you told me, by the way, that he can solve a Rubik's Cube in like 8 seconds
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, yeah, very quickly.
God.
Well, but you could teach an orangutan to do that.
Okay.
Maybe not.
I'd like to see you try that.
Maybe
shit.
Not, but...
guy gets frustrated.
It's just it's a matter of memorizing the patterns.
Why did the orangutan rip your face off? I gave him one of those fucking Rubik's Cubes.
Not that it's, an interesting accomplishment, but I'm just saying
yes.
It's not like he's ready to sit next to Hawking's at the latest...
Poor Stephen Hawking's. And he wouldn't be able to get away from him either. He's like, someone please push my chair away from this dingbat. Fuck this guy. This idiot.
I like to think he's a believer.
Shit.
So the headline over at the commie pinko liberal.
If they.
Huffington Post.
Look, everyone.
Well, look what you did.
Kate ruined her bed area.
Yeah, just trying to. She's trying to get under a blanket there, and she ended up purging her entire.
You knocked off your memory foam.
Memory foam pillow. Now
God,
she's looking. She's looking at me like...
No, it sucks, right? You ruined it.
She doesn't get it.
No.
Not as comfortable, huh?
Shit.
Oh, well. There she goes. She's curling up anyway. The headline... Oh, this was ridiculous. This took a long fucking time. The headline over at the Huffington Post says, 6 Cleveland cops fired. There's a photograph of an automobile with... dozens of bullet holes in the front window and hood of this car. Wasn't this the one where that guy ended up jumping on top of the car and shooting? Was this the one? Cleveland officials are firing 6 police officers.
Fuck you.
Involved in a 137-shot barrage.
Jeez.
That killed 2 unarmed people.
Oh, no.
After a high-speed chase.
God.
This is the guy. Yeah. Is the guy who was acquitted. You'll remember in May.
Oh, okay.
Go to crabdiving.com for previous episodes.
I was acquitted.
I know
I
know we talked about it then.
Oh yeah.
This is the guy who jumped up on top of the hood of the car and shot 15 times through the window.
That's not funny, but God, that's insane. I mean, think about that.
So they're firing 6 of them. They're, it says 6 more officers who fired during the barrage are facing suspensions.
Yes.
From 21 to 30 days.
Are these white
cops?
This
happened, by the way, a few of them.
Yes.
This happened in 2012.
Fuck you.
So, justice, not that swift.
God damn it. What year is it right now? Kate?
2016.
That's, what is that? 4 years.
Almost. Well, November, yeah. So, a year and change.
What the fuck is wrong with these guys? Are these white cops shooting black people? I don't mean to play the race card, but I'm wondering.
It's tragic that one of the cops said, it's tragic that it went down this way. At the end of the day, 2 people high on crack cocaine.
Oh, fuck off.
High on marijuana.
Fuck off!
One of them intoxicated.
Oh, suck my dick.
Made the decisions that they made and we responded to them. We responded within our training. One of the cops testified. We responded within our training, shooting when no shots were fired.
Well, wait, now, were these people smoking indicas or sativa or like a hybrid? It makes a difference. How many slugs from a bullet from a gun does it take to take out a stoner high on indica?
Mm-hmm.
He's nearly asleep.
Well, and fucking Jack Bauer, the guy that was ultimately acquitted, leaping up on the fucking hood of the car and unloading.
Fuck.
Bang, 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 bang.
Did he see that in an episode of Hunter?
I don't know. fucking asshole.
Remember Hunter? Hunter?
I do remember Hunter.
That's stupid.
It was the Dirty Harry wannabe, right? It was
Yeah.
Kind of in response to the Dirty Harry movies.
That was a shitty theme song as well, if I remember correctly. Real cheesy.
Oh, that
not be... like Barney Miller.
I'd never be able to identify that. So they're only firing six of these lunatics.
They're not in jail or anything?
Uh-uh.
Why? Seems like what they did was...
No, the one guy who was even charged with the crime was Rambo, jumped up on top of the car. And
Rambo.
He got acquitted.
Oh, God. Do you remember when Rambo came out? Those Rambo movies?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Kinda. How many of your dickhead friends had John J. Rambo? Hey, they had Rambo impersonations they had to do every 2 fucking seconds.
Well, anytime
Jesus Christ.
Anytime a, back in the day, anytime a Stallone movie came out.
Hey.
Rambo's a fun movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good movie.
Is it? Which one did you like the best? I like the first one the best.
Yeah, yeah.
The rest
that's
of them.
That's the classic.
Stupid.
How many of them were there? Three?
Seven.
Seven Rambos.
Yeah.
let's dumb it down. Let's crank the calendars back to the dark ages.
Hello. So
they don't like anything dark.
No. Oh, fuck no.
Over at the Drudge Report, the headline is in red.
Oh, shit,
which usually
man.
Means it's more important. But
something about Obama.
This is Apple not rotten, it says.
What is it about? Apple, the computer people?
I'm thinking maybe their earnings report. Apple, yep. Apple beats on earnings, misses revenue, and iPhone units, blah, blah, blah. Apple
what
reported.
The fuck?
Apple reported fiscal test. First quarter earnings that beat analyst estimates, but came in below expectations on revenue, iPhone sales, and more. Whoops.
Came.
The company saw quarterly earnings.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
How much do they make?
$3.28 per share on $75.9 billion in revenue in a quarter.
Oh, really?
In 3 fucking months, $75 billion in revenue.
Shit, that's a... Kate, check those numbers. I'm not sure that...
I'm sure everybody that's working on every component of the iPhone is well compensated.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And everyone shares, especially those eight-year-olds in Malaysia.
Oh, my God. Why do I feel like I want to throw some cars and tires into the middle of the street and start burning shit?
Or the African kids who are working the mines that use the mineral, that get the minerals for all this bullshit.
Beyond the barricade at night. God, fuck this. God, we're just all here. Here's what we are. We're little birds just waiting for the shit to fall from whoever shitting it out. Nothing. We don't get anything. Fuck. Feel the burn.
Right. Feel the burn.
Sucks. I mean, really, how much? $75 billion. What does that even mean?
That means the company brought in $75 billion in 3 months' time.
If you're a financial paper and you're reporting on earnings like that, don't insult me by saying $75 billion. Just say a shit ton of money. It's less offensive.
You'd rather hear that?
Yeah, I would. Because $75 billion, what does that mean to you?
Oh.
Nothing. You don't know.
Pitchforks and
oh, yeah.
Pitchforks and torches.
My God. Hey, and Donald Trump and all these fucknut Republicans who are squeezing people like all the welfare queens and these takers. Fuck you. The Apple is a taker.
I had this story for a few days. Speaking of, this is a listen to this guy. This is just how out of fucking touch these gazillionaires are.
Ugh.
This is a guy named Steven Schwarzman, who is chairman and CEO of the Blackstone Group.
Why's it got to be black?
Which is, I'm surprised. It's, jeez, they allowed it to be.
Guys, we're going to need to change that name.
It's an investment firm.
Ugh.
That currently has $333 billion
ooh,
in assets.
Perfect.
And revenues of $7 billion.
Back them assets up this way.
Mr. Schwarzman himself is listed at number 62 on the Forbes list.
Oh, congratulations, dickface.
Of most powerful people.
Oh, yeah.
With a net worth of $9.3 billion. billion dollars.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Now, how much?
$9.3 billion.
That's a lot.
In 2011, he made some headlines when he said, we have a system today in the United States where 45% of Americans don't pay any income tax. You have to have skin in the game. He wants poor people to pay taxes.
Skin in the game.
He wants poor people to pay more taxes.
What does he think?
He doesn't realize that payroll taxes, that sales taxes, that any of these taxes impact poor people in a greater percentage than those assholes. He's one of these fuckers. He has $9.3 billion,
okay,
and he's pissed if he pays a half of a percent more of his ridiculous income than some burger flipper at McDonald's. If they are paying 1% less, it's not fair.
God.
Fuck you.
Skin in the fucking game. Mm-hmm. You know, that's sort of, that gives you some insight in how these rich dicks see the country. They see the country as a giant casino. If you don't put enough chips on the table, you shouldn't get any back.
Right.
It's not.
If you lost all your money in the Monopoly game, fuck you.
Yeah.
I've broke the bank. Mine.
Just look out the window here. There's tons of working people.
Working their asses off.
Yeah, in this community, you know, they live here. They go to 18 different fucking jobs a day. I mean, skin in the game. How could they have any more skin in the game? Their skin is literally in the fucking game.
Right.
Does that guy that's worth $9 billion, how did
what is that? Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a great song, too. What happened to music, man? I mean, that...
Here we go.
It doesn't
again.
Take much. I mean, that song's great. You played that Bieber shit earlier. That's just like diarrhea. Like, why don't you just, instead of doing that, why don't you get a picture of diarrhea and just pour it in my eardrum? Drowning in shit. I'm drowning in our shit pop culture and it's fucking.
So
that's just disgusting. Skin in the game.
So
that, did he actually that say
was,
that?
That was years ago he said that. Yeah.
Ugh,
so now.
What a puke.
Mr. Schwarzman, here's what he said.
The Schwartz. You remember that from Spaceballs?
Right. he was on Bloomberg TV.
Bloomberg.
We're going to talk about Bloomberg a little bit, that asshole.
Wait, he's the anti-gun guy, though.
Well, he's got some decent provisions. But,
and he doesn't want you to get a diabetes from those big drinks.
Well, yeah.
What's wrong with that?
But he's also threatening to self-finance a third-party candidacy.
Is that good or bad?
It depends. Lips. Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, he is kind of a moderate, but he says, I think his criteria is that if Trump wins and Sanders wins, he feels he needs to step in and save the country.
Hey, you rich dick fuck. Can we have Bernie Sanders? Can the people just have a Bernie Sanders? Maybe we can have one elected official that's looking out for us.
Not like any of the Democrats are going to get anything done with
no.
Just that that cornucopia of cuntitude down in the Congress.
Who do we thank for all this bullshit Tea Party crap? John McCain inviting Sarah Palin to the game?
The South.
Oh, come on.
No,
that's
I'm
where
kidding.
I'm from. Yeah, you can thank them.
Angry white people.
Dang.
Butthurt white people who, and evil capitalists, predatory capitalists who just want to make money and fuck the planet, fuck the future, fuck you, fuck everybody.
Meanwhile,
I got mine.
All these rich dicks, they're just feeding off these fucking poor people who are evangelicals who are like, oh, things ain't like the way it used to be. There used to be Christian values and shit, you know?
Right.
And then they just dangle this marriage equality and abortion and all this shit. Like, look, we're going to repeal all this stuff. We're going to fight for you, Jesus.
And then Cletus and Bambi in their trailer.
Fuck you.
With their 17 kids are like, yeah, they're coming for Jesus and my gun.
What a trailer that would be. By the way, you could, man, you know how much? I saw a trailer for rent in Florida today. You could fucking rent.
Trailer for sale.
Dude, $400 a month. Three-bedroom trailer.
God.
Fuck that.
What
this is so stupid, the rent we're paying
in
Los
California,
Angeles.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So here is this asshole, Stephen Schwarzman.
The Schwartz.
Just listen. He's talking about the campaign. Just look at, listen to how clueless he is.
Fuck this guy.
Loading.
Oh, yes.
Loading.
Loading the load.
Loading.
Release the load.
Bloomberg TV is taking a long time to load on this clip.
Launching loads.
Jesus, fuck. It's really what taking a
fuck?
Long time.
What the fuck?
Okay, so here
Steve, before I let you go, I have to ask you about what's going on in domestic politics back home. Are you getting used to the idea that Donald Trump could win the Republican nomination?
I find the whole thing sort of astonishing. And what's remarkable is the amount of anger, whether it's on the Republican side or the Democratic side. Bernie Sanders, to me, is almost more stunning than...
Of course. Bernie Sanders is scarier to him because, you know, socialist and all that stuff.
How is it more stunning? He's a guy that's saying he's worried about the middle class. He's worried about poverty
but
and poor
that's
people.
That's why this guy doesn't fucking get it. I don't understand this anger poor on both sides. Why are people angry?
Hey, dick fuck. What's this guy's name? I already forgot.
Perhaps I could assign several of my staff to let me know why people are angry.
What is this rich
Schwarzman?
Schwarzman. Imagine if someone turned you upside down and shook all your money, your coins, your gold out. You had nothing left and you were poor and you had to go work a minimum wage job. Would right. you be, quote unquote, angry, you sick, unsympathetic, unfeeling fuck?
Yeah, and I'm sorry. The country did the best when clueless fucks like this were taxed like 80%. And we're not even saying going anywhere near that.
You're a communist.
Because we know that these assholes are paying like nothing now because of their all their shenanigans. Yeah. And then what do? They buy politicians to give them more shenanigans, to
right.
give them more tax breaks.
But when you say shit like that, these dickheads make the poor people say, for some fucking reason, you hate Jesus.
Oh, sure.
Why? Why is that?
And then you tell the white ones that the black ones are taking their money, their tax dollars. I'm supporting that big fat welfare queen in the city.
Let me ask you something. Is that the price you pay for being an ignorant fucking racist? You have to be poor.
Where's my farm subsidy?
You know what I mean? Yeah, right. I mean,
that's different. That's America. That's not socialism at all.
Right.
Farm subsidies.
It is that. Yeah. I don't know. It just sucks. I just don't get it. Why?
And I agree with mom and pop farm subsidies.
Yeah.
I don't think these massive corporations and these rich assholes need them. There was a meme. Not that long ago about some of these jerk off Republicans who voted to, you know, take benefits away from kids and starving single mothers and, you know, the usual
right.
food stamps and shit and take all that stuff away from those takers. And there were five or six of them that made millions,
yes,
over the past few years in farm subsidies.
Oh shit, man!
There are these corporate rich farmers, and millions of dollars in subsidies they got.
Yes,
but let's take away the $100 a month from the single mother who's flipping burgers trying to feed her kids.
Yeah,
because you know that's why the country's broke.
I mean. I feel like this is an argument that libs have been making for years, for a long, long, long fucking time now. And Bernie is making it fairly plainly.
Bernie's been making it forever.
Well,
I mean, since he's been in, he's been.
Does it feel
fine
like
tapes of him from the '80s? He was the same thing, saying the same thing then. It's rigged for the rich.
I mean, it feels almost hopeless. I mean, if he doesn't get elected, then what? I'm serious. Then what? Then how? What is the
maybe
hope for that? You know what I mean? For people understanding that
there are Trumpalos though that are like Bernie's their second choice.
It doesn't make any sense.
Weird. But so maybe if the Republican establishment somehow successfully brings down the Trump monster, Trumpenstein,
right?
Then, I don't know, maybe some of those people would drift towards Bernie just because Perfect. Of the outsider kind of label. You know, he's always done his own thing.
Oh, yeah, man.
And polar opposites with Trump. I mean, and Cruz. Bernie, yes. Even the people that don't like him.
Right.
Can't hang or have to agree on his integrity. Even Glenn Beck yesterday. Remember we played that clip of Glenn Beck yesterday?
Oh, no, yes.
He disagrees with Bernie on everything, but he respects him because he has never wavered in his positions and will unabashedly tell you what his positions are and not waver. He has integrity. And I don't know. I think people are liking that, sort of. But then they have Trump on the other side, who's the anti-integrity, and Cruz, the anti-integrity.
Yeah. I think I think what it comes down to, and I know you disagree with me on this, but we really need an IQ test for voters. And we need to get rid of gerrymandering. Those two things need to happen, because what you're saying is that it's impossible to teach the stupid people.
I agree with gerrymandering. I don't agree with the IQ test.
Well, I think you'll come around at some point. I don't know what episode number we're on. Maybe on episode number 69, you'll be like, listen, you're right about this whole IQ test. Stupid people shouldn't fucking vote. Good job.
I mean, what about educating the stupid people on the issues, the ignorant?
What in the fuck do you think people have been trying to do for the last billion years, though? We've been trying to make people not stupid.
Right.
It's not working. Well, look at these idiots next door to us. They're so fucking stupid.
But he's studying marketing.
Oh, God. Oh, shit. Hey, if you're listening to this show.
Neighbor.
I almost want to give his name out. I'm not. I wouldn't. But just as a public service, anybody that might hire that dickhead to market whatever product you have in mind. He thinks our landlord's trying to poison us with cyanide because he's exterminating for termites. Why would they do? Why would he?
Well, there might be those types of things involved, but the landlord specifically told us he tried to find the least toxic green alternative. Ooh. And he probably paid more.
Oh, yes.
For that non-toxic
of
treatment
course
that
he did.
Than he would have with a regular one. And they're like, he's using cyanide. And then they sent us the ingredients that are in there.
And you looked at it, right?
Yeah.
You looked at it. You did research on it. And I didn't do research on it because you did. That's your thing. So they're sitting there telling me that it's cyanide. And you told me it's not. It's not cyanide.
It's not cyanide.
I hate our neighbors. They're fucking assholes.
The rest of this asshole.
Everybody's an asshole.
Listen, he's just like, I don't.
But you have hope.
I don't understand. What, me?
You have hope that the stupid people will one day be unstupid.
I do.
Really. Look me in the face and tell me that you think
I do have
that
hope.
There will be no more stupid people at some point.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I think
people are
eventually.
Dumb as fuck.
I don't think it's going to be soon, but I think eventually.
It's not going to be soon. I agree with you.
Eventually. The smarter will kind of
what's that
win
movie,
out. But geez.
That really depressing movie about the robot that Jude Law plays some fucking robot. Steven Spielberg movie.
Oh, WALL-E?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. Anyway. At the end, like the world evolves.
Spoiler alert.
Into total, like, everybody's smart. Robots take over and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Terminator?
Yes.
It's not Spielberg.
It's not. I don't know.
Here's the rest of this asshole, by the way.
Whether it's on the Republican side or the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders to me is almost more stunning than some of the stuff going on the Republican side. How is that happening? Why is that happening? What is the vein in America that is being tapped into across parties that's made people so unhappy?
Because you have $9.3 billion and children are skipping lunch because they don't have money for food.
I hate this guy so much. You know what? You talk about a vein, you can tap right in my dick vein, buddy. Fuck you. Fuck off. What are people like Bernie?
Right. Bernie is more stunning to him.
It's more stunning?
Bernie is more stunning than the guy who says Mexicans are rapists, Muslims are terrorists.
We make deal.
And makes fun of handicapped people.
Oh, my God.
His meteoric rise is less stunning to this barnacle on the planet. That, which is true, they're kind of parasitic.
What?
Barnacles.
Yes. Take out kind of. Totally.
And this guy is so fucking clueless.
He's a dick.
With his, God, I can't imagine
he's
how
offensive.
Much. The tie he's wearing is surely my month's rent. And the fancy jacket he's got on and the, you know, the whole ensemble.
He's a dickhead.
I'm sure.
Yeah, his ensemble.
This old white guy.
Can suck my dick.
So there you go. That, I don't understand, Ryan.
I don't get it.
Why are all the brown people? Oh, I mean, why are all the people so angry and unhappy? Don't they all have refrigerators? Remember that? Remember that argument?
No, what was that?
One of some of the
they have refrigeration.
Some of these. That's still one of the arguments I see all the time. Is the poor in this country?
My God.
What are they have heat.
Now I'm beginning.
Not all.
Now I'm beginning to think. When you hear this guy think, now you're like, okay, Bernie ain't gonna do it. Bernie's right. I agree with Bernie and all this shit. But electing Bernie ain't gonna stop it. The only thing that's gonna stop this shit is taking to the streets, fucking turning the shit up. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Don't you fret, Monsieur Marius.
So there we go.
God damn it. That guy, that dickhead's the kind of dude to watch Les Mis and he's like, I don't get it.
Right. And I'm.
Fuck you.
I mean.
God damn.
It's like he's trying to get to the front of the guillotine line.
Oui, oui.
Right? I mean, if the revolution hits, if everything goes tits up, which I hope doesn't happen, and I decry violence. And
somebody's like, hey, buddy, what are you doing? Trying to get to the head of the guillotine line?
Yeah.
Fuck
I
you.
Mean, seriously, some of these just assholes, I just can't. That Sam Zell, remember him? That guy who was like,
yes,
saying the same thing. The poor, just lazy.
Sam Zell?
Something like
that. Is that the dick fuck who was in charge of Georgia? The governor of Georgia, Sam Zell?
No.
Oh.
He's some billionaire.
Yeah.
Another one who, you know, they think that he this is a guy who kind of was self-made. Like, he started with one or two stores, and now he's a billionaire. But they forget about how, you know, they're rich at the behest of society. That's what kills me, is they think that they are superhumans.
Super.
Look at me. I made money. I'm fucking better than all those brown people.
Oh, yes. And you know
except at football and basketball. Let's send them out to dance for us and perform sporting events for us to watch and enjoy.
Fuck everyone. You know what, man? I mean, if these fucking guys, if Sam Walton lived in Pakistan or Afghanistan, he would have to hire a private army to guard his shit, or people would come and fucking get it. He's rich because of the infrastructure that all our tax dollars pay for. He's taking advantage of the society. He's making a shit ton of money.
And then, not happy enough to just be really rich, they have to be totally fucking drippingly.
Oh, yes.
Insanely rich.
I don't know about you at Vile Experience, but I'm not saying nobody should be rich. I'm saying that if you are, you should have to give back to the society that allows you to be this fucking rich and
back
successful.
Back when the tax rate was almost 90% for the uber rich.
Ooh.
Guess what we still had? We still had uber rich.
Nice.
They were still really wealthy.
Yeah.
We did that story.
Wait a second.
While back about how, meanwhile.
Yes.
Again, kids are not getting lunches.
Hey, fuck them.
People are working
and
more hours.
Why aren't they rich?
Less and less.
Why don't they just get rich?
But the markets for ridiculous luxury items, not just a big screen TV. We're talking about a mega yacht, a 70-room mansion, things like that. that the markets for that kind of shit is through the roof right now, because these couple hundred assholes that have all the money,
yeah,
don't know what to fucking do with it, even though they're stuffing it all overseas. Even the stuff that they keep here, they don't know what to do with. So they're like, well, I don't know. I'm going to spend $1 billion on a yacht.
Nobody should have them.
I'm going to spend $1 billion on a yacht. He could bail out a state.
I mean, what you're saying is fund education in a state
for a couple of years.
But what if he only bought a boat that was worth $500 million? Would it suck?
Well, exactly.
Would it suck, Dick?
They have boats that have heliports on them.
Oh, yeah.
They have boats.
God, how's remember that, that
one? That one super yacht we saw that has a yacht in it?
Oh, yeah. It's a yacht and yacht. It's a yacht and yacht.
It's a giant aircraft carrier of a super yacht, and then it has a smaller yacht, not a little pilot boat, yeah, to go back and forth to the
hey, it's not
pier.
A pussy yacht, it's not a little pussy yacht, like my yacht's got a yacht in it,
it's like a real giant fishing yacht.
You know my favorite kinds of yachts are? I like yachts with pools and yachts.
And then you read that the owner,
yes,
is on it for like a week, a year,
5 minutes. Yeah, it's a yacht.
Or something. Or they've
got,
they
don't have time,
they've got 18 houses and they spend a week in each one, if that.
Imagine their Google calendar. Houses. They're like, what are you doing this week? Well, I'm going to my vacation home for next week. And then next week, I'm going to squeeze in 3 days of my great fucking yacht. And then I got to go to the Swiss Alps to be in my fucking chalet.
Well, they earned that. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, all those derivatives they've invested in. That's hard work.
What happened?
What's debt benefits society? Right.
What happened was they's born and the ovaries of which they shot from rained money down all over their fucking fetus, and then they were rich.
Right. And in a lot of cases.
That's exactly. Hard work to them.
The Cokes. They built their empire up from hundreds of millions to hundreds of billions. Oh, well, they're geniuses.
If the Koch brothers lived in Pakistan and the tide turned for them, everybody started hating them, an army would amass. They would drive into the Cokie mansion, and they would be disemboweled and fed to the fucking dogs. But that doesn't happen in America, because there are cops and infrastructure and shit.
The Cokies, if they were that rich in Pakistan, would have their own army.
They would be Pakistan. It would be Kukistan. Right. Welcome to Kukistan, Somalia. Stupid.
Warlords. That's what they want. Look at Somalia as a microcosm to what the Koch brothers want in America.
Somalia.
They want each state or each billionaire to have its own little fiefdom that they take care of. And they only want the rich to vote. They only want landholders to vote. Go look up, Google the John Birch Society and what the tenets and beliefs were of that, which was founded by the Koch brothers' father. And then that's all you have to know is that horrific. They were into like eugenics and shit. And
perfect.
So
is Somalia a country? Or is it a city? Oh, God, I'm so stupid.
Mogadishu is the big city.
I was looking for a Craigslist for Somalia. I was just curious what the apartments were for, and I found Craigslist Kenya. And I found
there's probably not a Craigslist Somalia.
Why not? I mean, what, you got?
Because it's...
People don't live in apartments over there? They got to find an apartment to live in?
You probably just shoot somebody and grab their apartment. Who the fuck knows?
It's this. Who is this guy again that we just heard?
Schwartzman?
Schwartzman's wet fucking dream.
Right. Because they think they would have enough money to be in the ivory towers watching all the brown people fight each other.
Yay.
Which is what they do now.
Right.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And nobody's...
Nobody cares.
Most nobody on this station, except for one, is advocating an overthrow of the system.
Right.
Listen to Democracy How. For the other side.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's right. I think he's right. I think that's the only way to change shit.
I agree. The more I read, the more I
figure
things out. It's like this democratic socialism is nice.
Oh, yes.
But is it really just a hand job before your throat is cut?
We live in an oligarchy.
You know what I mean?
We live in an oligarchy.
Right.
It's a system where you get a hand job and then somebody cuts your head off at the guillotine. Shitty.
So there you go. That's asshole.
By the way, 3-bedroom bungalow for sale in Rogai. where the fuck that is in Kenya goes for. What does KES mean?
Oh, it's Kenyan monies.
Kenyan money. It goes for 80,000 Kenyan monies. Is that a good deal or not? What is that in dollars? Kenyan dollar, American dollars.
Well, it's Ken.
I think it's a trailer.
Kenyan.
I'm just kidding. Do they have trailer parks in other parts of the world? Are we the only?
Come on.
What?
Wait, is that a month?
I don't. I'm not sure about this number of zeros. There's so many zeros. It's hold on. It's 8, comma 00. I don't know. It has. Hold on.
Anyway, we're it's Kenyan shillings is the currency.
Oh yeah,
in there.
I can't tell how many zeros. I hate when zeros are right next to each other on a computer. My eyes. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5. It's 8 followed by 5 zeros.
It's 800,000.
Okay, so how much is that in American?
In American dollars.
Calculating.
That's to buy a house?
Yes.
$7,800.
That's high. That's a lot of money.
It's, I mean, Kenya.
It's Kenya. Is that Kenya. Nice? Shit, man.
What about Arizona?
Oh,
same climate.
I'd rather live in Kenya.
That's true.
Shit, I guess.
I got a whole bunch of stories here. Let's see if we can knock some of these off quickly. Did you hear about Trump?
Yeah.
This is over the weekend. Trump
is out of the closet. That'd be great.
Had to delete a Facebook video.
Jeez.
That they had put up. I love the story. This is Raw story. After being criticized for retweeting a post from a Nazi sympathizer.
Ha 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 ha.
Trump had to pull a video from his Facebook page. The video was honoring veterans, talking about how I love veterans, you know, and all that stuff.
Uh-oh.
And the video that he made to support U.S. military personnel, at one point it zoomed in on some of it just showed a, you know, some, it's, I'm sure it's all stock footage.
Oh yeah, stock
of some guys that are have just a shit ton of medals on them, and it's Trump talking about, you know, how much he loves the military.
They're fabulous, him,
and they're fabulous, and they're the strongest.
I'm great for the military. The military's gonna love me.
Let's make America great again.
Right. Let me do an imitation of this guy with CP.
And then somebody took the time to screen capture it and zoom in.
Yes.
And it turns out the stock footage is of Russian army guys. It's all Russian medals and Russian.
Fuck that up.
I don't know.
Did they have to pay for the stock footage?
You know what? They probably
got a deal on it.
They probably looked up military videos or medals. They probably didn't even think about what they didn't, you know,
would you
like
have
American
fucked that
military.
Up? Do you think you would have fucked that up?
I would hope not.
God damn. It seems like you would check that. You would look at that and be like, hey, are we sure those are Americans? I mean, I don't mean to ask a stupid question, but.
Oh my God. Raw Story is quoting The Blaze. According to The Blaze,
gross.
The video in support of U.S. military personnel contained.
Contains
stock footage from Shutterstock of Russian vets wearing medals featuring hammer and sickle.
God, what a fuck up.
Right.
What a total. It's a picture there on your screen.
Yeah. So they finally pulled it. Look at hammer and sickle right there. Right there.
What's the wide shot?
And there too. It's not really that. Those are it, but that's just a zoom in from the video. They finally pulled it.
That doesn't look like American. That guy's clearly in a suit. That's a pinstripe suit with weird medals tagged to it. And by weird, I mean Russian.
Right. It doesn't look like a uniform. It looks like somebody wearing a suit. So you know it's some rich Russian guy.
Yeah.
Who bought his way to all those medals? Probably.
Imagine the horrible shit that guy did. What do you think's more dirty, American politics or Russian politics, Advile Experience?
Russian politics is fatal.
You're fucking, you're racist. You're so racist.
How's that racist?
I don't know. Russian. I don't know. It probably is horrible. I mean, that guy's clearly wearing a suit with Russian medals pinned to it. Why the fuck would you think that's an American military uniform?
I don't think they took the time to even look at what they were putting up.
That's fucking nuts.
So we'll put a picture of that up on our, use one of those pictures for one of our blog posts for the episode. Go to crabdiving.com. Thanks for listening to us. Hey, if you're going to buy shit, support us. Help support us here at crabdiving.com. We don't try to get any of the man to sponsor us.
No, fuck that.
We appreciate when people go through our Amazon portal and buy shit, because we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you anything extra.
We get a taste.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right.
And it takes you right to Amazon. You can buy whatever you want to buy.
Oh my God, you can buy anything.
You can buy tactical yoga pants.
Oh, for the amosexual in your family that doesn't have enough gun shit.
Yeah, go to yesterday's crab diving. Oh, we have a segment about that.
But I don't even get it. Those yoga pants are only amosexual yoga pants because they're padded. So if you have to dodge bullets, you don't skin up your knees when you're sliding around. In the yoga studio?
Or when you're, I don't know.
We've got an active shooter in our Bikram yoga class.
He's sweating.
What do you hide behind? Like, if someone's...
One of the biggest, can you get bigger yoga people.
Oh, yes. Can you get a bulletproof yoga mat? Is that available?
I'm sure that'll be next, yeah. Perfect. Well, they have those blankets, right?
Ooh.
That they're issuing to schools in some places.
God. God damn it. There's a story coming out tomorrow on our Facebook page and our Twitter. It's about South Carolina. They're going to allow teachers to carry guns.
Oh, good. That can't go wrong.
What fucking teacher do you know? Somebody in education. Somebody who's into education that's also a gun nut. Is that odd to you?
Well,
that you share the passion to educate at the same time you got a big heart on for firearms?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a huge... Yeah. Is there a big crossover?
I tend to think that, I agree. I tend to think
it's odd
that it's odd. Yeah.
My mom teaches. I wonder what she's going to get. What kind of gun?
Right. Make sure you arm them.
Mom will get my mama an Uzi.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Still talking about, if you want to talk about the election. There was, you know, I didn't watch last night's town hall meeting or, you know, kind of deal. It was each candidate. It was the format they did that one time where it was basically a one-on-one interview with the candidate. And then they took questions from the audience.
Yes.
And then they get the hell out. And then the next candidate comes in. So they weren't debating each other on a stage. And
it was the Democrats, right?
It was the Democrats, yeah. Boring. And I gotta say, I didn't watch.
Why?
And even today, I'm not seeing that much coverage about it. You know, like the highlights or anything. I'm really not seeing.
Why didn't you
watch? We learned anything.
Because it's boring. Because the other side show is so much fucking better.
Well, right.
Hey, and you've made your decision. You're gonna vote Bernie, right?
Yes.
Fuck this Hillary shit, man. Fuck
well, it. in the primary, but I'm, you know, if she wins it, then I'll vote for her in the general. Although if she wins it, I don't know. I might vote Green Party.
Protest vote.
Well, no, that's probably the platforms I agree with across the board.
Absolutely.
But, you know, here in California, If it was a swing state, if it was in Ohio
Flingers.
Or Florida.
Oh, God. You gotta fucking vote.
Then.
Vote Democrat.
Right. But if it was, here in, I mean, it's highly unlikely that the Democrats don't win.
Yeah, yeah.
The presidential election here in California.
My youngest brother lives in Florida, and every now and then I send him a note. I just remind him, please go vote. Go vote. He's a big old lib.
Well, there might be a little revolt going on with the candidates because, you know, they were complaining about the lack of debates. And now it's coming out that the three candidates, there are three, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Martin O'Malley, they may be going off grid and agreeing to an extra debate not sanctioned by the DNC. So they may be giving the triple fingers to the DNC.
Oh, wow.
And saying, look, we're gonna get together and have our own debate.
I got three fingers for you.
I think MSNBC is going to do it. It says MSNBC and the New Hampshire Union Leader newspaper announced that they would. Oh, they're going to do it. They're going to host an unsanctioned Democratic Party presidential debate on February 4th.
Awesome.
It's going to be 5 days before that state's primary. Former governor of Maryland, Martin O'Malley, already signed his intention to participate, but the other two haven't yet confirmed, but they think they might do it because they both have said, Bernie's always said, bring everything on. He'll bring anybody. He wants everybody to debate. He wants to be debating the Republicans right now.
Well, I mean, you know what? Who wouldn't? He has the moral high ground, doesn't he, on most issues? How do you lose a debate with Bernie Sanders?
Well, how fascinating. That's the one reason I kind of want Trump to win the nomination on that side is either against Bernie or against Hillary in a debate. Trump is going to get mauled. I mean, just shredded.
Yeah, I mean,
the general population isn't going to fall for we're going to build a wall.
How many times will Trump make fun of Bernie's voice or the way he talks? How many times is Trump going to go?
Trump can't. Trump can't. He can't say that much either.
Oh shit, man! That dude will say anything. All he's going to do is make fun of Bernie. True, yeah. He's an old man. He's doddering. He has a weird voice. Blah blah blah. That's going to be his point.
MSNBC hosts Rachel Maddow.
Oh shit!
And Chuck Todd.
Oh god!
Are scheduled to host.
Why Chuck Todd?
The New Hampshire.
Are you a big Chuck Todd guy?
Me?
Yeah.
No,
I'm not. Dick.
I don't think he's as.
Wee.
Partisan,
yeah,
as some of the ultra insane libs think.
Is it? I know,
but
yeah,
he does sometimes. Like, it seems like he's a little anti Bernie.
Yeah, fuck him. Doesn't it seem like? And this is not fair, Chuck. I'm so fucking sorry, but you're a rich guy. You can handle it. He just seems like a dick.
You think?
Yeah,
Chuck Todd.
When Chuck Todd starts talking, I'm like, what? This guy's a real dick. And I don't even know why. It's not fair. I'm sorry, Chuck, but you seem like an asshole to me. Who needs you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, what? What happened?
I haven't vetted this, but shit, this might be worth it. A Kansas mom. Let's talk Oregon.
Crab diving, unvetted.
Let's...
Oregon.
Yeah, let's...
Fuck you, boy.
Follow up on what's going on.
Crab diving, follow up.
Over in Bundy land.
Oh, God.
Have we sent
SEAL Team 6 in? Fuck this. I'm tired. Release the birds.
According to a story over at rawstory.com, one of our favorite sources of commie pinko liberal news.
Yummy.
The latest over the weekend is that the gilding might be rubbing off the turds.
Oh, geez, guys.
It said that talks with inside sources at the refuge indicate that these assholes are making more grabs at land, like they're knocking over fences and shit. In the latest development, it says in Burns, the town that's close by.
Okay.
There was a community meeting that was planned for yesterday, but they canceled it because of threats by these assholes, by the Bundaloons to protest. And from the week before, at the last event they had this meeting, a lot of the residents from the town were pissed off because Ammon Bundy, fucking moron, waddles in with his idiots armed. They're carrying at this. How comfortable do you feel at a public event going up against these guys
0.0
when they're standing there with their guns.
You know what, man? It's just a bunch of dumb people. Are the guns loaded?
I would assume.
Jeez, man. I mean, what could go wrong? What could fucking go wrong?
Right. We watched a tape yesterday.
Yes.
Tape. Listen to me.
Tape.
We watched a fired up the old 8mm.
I was watching a laser disc
and
on beta
of a guy who got arrested. I think it's in Oregon. He said he was on his way to the Bundys, right?
Oh, okay.
You saw that video and
oh my god, the guy the drunk asshole
is yeah.
fucking getting gas.
He's getting gas drunk off his balls.
I hate these rednecks.
Wearing camo and all that shit.
Gross.
And there's a video out
fuck
there.
Fuck off.
Of the body cam of the cop, one of the cops that were and that ended up arresting this guy, but they were talking to him and then he started reaching into his pocket and the officer's like, don't do that. He was obviously drunk and he started with this, I was a Green Beret stuff.
Oh,
I'm going to go help the Bundys and blah, blah, blah.
And you're wasted.
And the cop said, you know, I smell alcohol on you. Would you mind doing a sobriety test? And the guy
fuck
said,
you.
No. And he said, why? And he said, I was a Green Beret.
Oh, my God.
Started reaching to his pocket. The cop says, don't do that, please. And the cop was being really nice. Again, had he been a brown guy, I wonder how much this might have been a different encounter.
Why are you playing race card?
But he then said, the cop said, look, you're making me a little nervous here.
Yes.
Please don't put your hands in the pot. And the guy reaches into his pockets again. And that's the cop then motioned to his partner and they started cuffing the guy. And that's when it got fun. Cause then the guy's like, I'm going to kill all you. I'm going to get, when I get out, I'm going to kill all you, not the state trooper.
Oh yeah.
It's like, he was like getting ready to present his starfish to that state trooper. There's something weird about these guys with, the state trooper's got authority, but I don't recognize this local police force.
Yeah, you're right. There is something weird about these people. You're watching a bunch of ignoramuses drunk. I don't know why this guy's drunk getting gas. How disturbing. And
right.
he's probably, does he have a gun? He's probably fucking armed.
He told the cop, I had some NyQuil this morning.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I got the sniffles.
Who takes NyQuil in the morning, by the way? What a loser. I mean, what it is, these fucking backwood hillbillies, rednecks are drunk, tooling around Oregon with their guns and their big trucks. Yeah, they seem weird. They're stupid and wasted.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
But he finally got arrested, and the whole way threatening to kill them and their families. And
shouldn't
when
that
I get
guy
out
be
and,
like raping Ned Beatty or something?
And then he, they said, you don't have any weapons, do you? And he goes, a bow
and arrow.
I got bow.
Who the fuck is, this guy?
And the cop goes, on you.
God damn
it. Do you have anything on you?
Yeah, where's this bow and arrow?
And then they're stuffing the guy into the back of the of the police car
Spurpers.
Or whatever. Actually, it's a big truck.
Right.
They're stuffing the guy in the back, and he's like, I'm going to kill you.
Great.
Not you, state trooper. I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. And
great.
I think it's the state trooper who starts putting him in the truck and he goes, I'm going to kill them. And the state trooper goes, okay.
He's like,
okay.
You know, these cops, they got to see people at their worst all the time.
But this is what's happening. Kind of according to the story at Raw Story is that they're calling it lone wolves. These lone wolves are starting to show up looking for trouble.
Idiots.
Like this asshole, this drunken moron driving from God knows where to go, I'm going to go help the Bundys.
It's got
to
be the worst.
I'm a Green Beret. Right. Fuck Obama.
What a nightmare if you live in the area. All of a sudden, you live in Oregon, man. My idea of Oregon is a bunch of fucking hippies walking around, you know?
Right. Well, you're thinking Portland.
Yeah.
I mean, this is East Oregon.
Oregon Shakespeare Festival, that's a big, you know, that's a prominent theater group, theater company. Oregon Shakespeare Festival, man, people die to get in
there.
Brings
all those homosexuals into the state.
Imagine you're in the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and you're just, this is a great movie, you're just driving, you know, to your gig.
You break down you break in down, Bundy land.
All of a sudden, you're at that fucking Mal whore. Yeah. Fucking bird sanctuary. Like, where are you bars off to?
You guys are performers. Why don't you do some of your stuff for us?
I'm off to play so-and-so in Titus Andronicus. Right. Not tonight, you ain't.
Yeah.
Fuck this. I used to do.
I'm going
to
be playing bottom. Oh, really?
You ain't wrong, boy.
Midsummer Night's Dream for playing those who don't bottom. Get the reference. Yeah,
and we're playing bottom.
So, they're saying that
I got a bow and arrow. Fuck you.
That initially, these guys were seeking the release of these Hammonds, these assholes, these local ranchers.
Gotta hate these people.
Now it's like they asked.
They don't know
Ammon, what their latest goals are. It's to honor and restore the Constitution of the United States.
Did you bring a pen? Yeah, hey, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. They went down, they took this bird sanctuary by force. They want this bird sanctuary annexed to them, right? They want dominion over this land. They want to rule it, right?
Yes.
Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, sir.
Did anyone bring a pen? Any paper? I know they didn't
bring
snacks.
Maybe they asked for that. In their
because in history
office, well there are office supplies at the
true oh, okay because in history
facility
I imagine if some force takes over an area and they start a government of their own and shit
they're using that, government post-it notes
oh
right
yes
now.
Well no it requires yeah you fucking assholes you're using government office supplies I thought you didn't need the government you pussies
right
where's your pens where's your paper. Where's your file folders?
This is.
Do you think I'm beating the shit out of this subject? But do you think if Ammon Bundy's like, listen, we've taken over, we've gotten the land that we own this now. I just need to email a copy of our Constitution to Barack Obama so he can recognize us as a sovereign nation.
Right.
Who in the fuck?
We're succeeding.
I need to save this Word document as a PDF. Who can do it?
Nobody.
Who can attach a fucking
document? They got that one guy. Remember there was a video of him? He's the guy who is kind of an ISIS sympathizer.
Athith.
Oh,
great.
He's one of these lone wolves that showed up, but he's a computer dude. He's doing their blog and all their
that
shit.
One guy. That's the one guy. Oh, the one guy's doing a blog?
He's doing all their tech, I guess.
I am not set up your WordPress blog.
Oh, my God. Okay, so.
Fucking A.
The Bundy, said, it says the highlight of Saturday's event, they had a meeting.
Yeah.
With all the loonies had their own meeting.
Fuck you.
And allegedly there was going to be ranchers tearing up and burning their grazing contracts with the evil feds.
Ranchers.
God, these people, what is it with them getting together and burning shit? Dixie Chick CDs. Why do they have to have these bonfires, right? Crosses on lawns, know. Burning because crosses.
Why are you asking me? Because rednecks like to shoot shit. They like to
burning
blow shit
up. Burning shit's fun.
And
I burned
some shit when we were in Florida.
It was
Florida.
Fun as fuck. I love bonfires.
Well, we burned woods.
Well, right.
Not the woods, but wood.
Right. I didn't
branches.
Fling stuff in there in anger that I didn't like.
Right. You didn't put a liberal on the fire.
Right. Sarah Palin's book. I didn't throw that in there.
Well, yeah. I'm going to burn your ebook.
It says the festivities began.
Right.
With the Sharp family.
The Sharp?
Sharp.
Okay. Sorry.
Which is a single mother and yes. 6 of her 10 children. They're from Kansas.
Ugh.
And this asshole mom took a bunch of these of her crotch spawn with her
yummy.
To Oregon from Look Kansas you. To entertain the assholes.
Maybe they like the Partridge Family.
They are. They're a single. Okay. Here they go.
Oh, shit.
Are protesting the militants to the protests up by showing up at headquarters at their signing ceremony tonight.
I'm not inciting
you. You just did it.
I'm fighting.
And before that heated debate took place, there was music, prayer, and one rancher's pledge to stop paying his grazing fees. Coin 6, Jennifer.
This was supposed to be an event where all these ranchers were going to show up and burn their bras and shit, right? They're evil government braziers. And
Manziers.
And they ended up with one.
Right.
One.
Just one bra?
One guy shows up. One man bra.
Well, how many of these guys can there be that have grazing rights? I mean,
For Dowling was at the ceremony and has more.
The signing ceremony took place here at headquarters, and one rancher from New Mexico came forward to sign the declaration. He's saying he is done with the relationship with the federal government. Meanwhile, others made their voices heard today as well. The ceremony started with singing. The Sharp family came here from Kansas, a group made up of siblings, ages 6 to 20. The youngsters staying overnight at the compound.
The youngsters stayed at the compound. By the way, we do have confirmation that at least one of the assholes has their kids there. They've seen two little girls running around.
You're gonna go occupy someplace, take it over forcibly, you're going to bring your kids?
Right.
God, this is the worst show choir ever, by the way. What were they fucking singing?
I think they're not mixed real well.
Oh, man, dude. Who is picking the songs they sing? It bothers me. It's show choir, right? Should be something that you can, you know, bust out some jazz hands to, no?
Just to bless people. What so proudly we hail. The bunnies held their hats over their heart.
I don't understand. What is their fucking problem, dude?
Why are they singing the Star Spangled Banner if they hate the American government? But they think they're right. They think they are America.
But they don't want to be America.
They don't want this black America. Where black people have equal rights and shit, and Mexicans have equal rights, and homosexuals get to touch each other's bungholes. They don't want that.
Is anybody gay on this force? You think they're gay?
You mean
people?
Out? No.
Oh, okay.
Of course there's, you know, there's some toe tapping going on in the stalls at Malheur.
As the family sang, Emelina sang Ryan Bundy's praises as well for fixing their car after a breakdown.
He fixed the transmission for us, and we went back to Cliven's Ranch, and we sang there for the National Day of Prayer.
After the performance, Adrian Subwell of New Mexico was the only rancher to sign the declaration.
And I hereby giving notice of termination of all contracts.
Now, this guy, by the way,
contract.
I read something about this one. He's been arrested for assault. Been arrested. He's a shitbag. Yeah. He's an asshole.
Great. Good job, dickhead.
He's a thug.
Bah.
No, he's a patriot.
Grazes cattle on 33,000 acres of U.S. Forest Service land. He says he'll do so now without giving the federal government grazing fees.
What I hope happens, I will probably put my grazing fees in escrow and so that I can provide receipt at any time, until which time I'm able to pay that grazing fee to the county.
Lavoie Finicum held up a list of people ready to fight or defend him if the government tries to step in.
Lavoie Finicum. This is Lavoie Finicum is the
Tarp man.
And he's the one whose kids, his slave labor.
Oh, my God.
He
has like a million foster kids.
His foster kids.
Working the ranch.
Yeah, we take boys that are troubled. put them out on the ranch, make them work.
Oh, my God. Do you think anybody's looking into that now that it came out in the news?
Well, they took them away.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jeez.
We shall stop everything and come to your aid. And so this is the
during the ceremony, environmentalists showed up with signs asking to keep the land as federal public land. One of those signs was taken.
You're not on the agenda, but
I am because you have my sign.
Bundy used it to try to make their point instead.
Keep public lands public. Okay? That's exactly what we're wanting to do.
You stupid moron. What do you think the federal government is, you dipshit?
It's public.
Well, right.
You know what, man? I think everybody's missing the point with these people. It's not that yes, they're angry. That's true. And they're armed. That's scary. But more than anything, these guys are fucking stupid.
And profoundly
dumb. Stupid as fuck. And that's what we have to address.
And there's, you know, you can't overlook the Mormonitude of it either. You know, these Bundys come from this fucked up philosophy, this really hardcore fundamentalist Mormon bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, guys. I don't think they abide by the, they don't, they think, you know, it's God's law.
Remember,
Ammon said the Lord sent me.
Another win for fucking religion.
And this idiot, the mother of this, all these little crotch spawn that were singing, she said, "We're here to sing for the Lord. This is a very worthwhile cause. We just hope to make a difference. To be able to bless the hearts of the people through the songs."
Is anybody, like, thinking about what they're actually doing? It's worthwhile. You're occupying a bird sanctuary that had been shut down, or the building. I mean, it wasn't even open.
Oh, this is interesting. According to the Star, this is the Kansas Star.
Oh, yes.
This mother, Odalis Sharp.
Right.
O-D-A-L-I-S. She drove the kids, you know, she was at the Bundy Ranch too a couple of years ago singing with these kids. What is with this woman?
I don't fucking know.
But she's a single mother of 10. It says that she had one of her sons taken from her over neglect charges after he ran away from home. At a hearing, she stated that he was unhappy with, quote, "the right, wholesome, and pure path in which I was leading him, in which God is leading us.
God.
So the son was like, "Get me the fuck out of here."
My parents are wackos.
The son was placed in foster care, which the mother says corrupted him.
This kid is fucked up. I feel bad. Don't you feel bad for every single one of these children?
How can you take one kid away and leave her with 9?
Yeah.
I mean, although it looks like a couple of them are of age, because it ranging from age 6 to 20, the family drove all the way to Burns, Oregon, 1,500 miles.
Oh, Jesus.
For this gig.
Oh. Well, they got their transmission fixed. What a horrible gig.
They sang a combination of religious and patriotic songs.
Yeah. That being said, if they are interested, if these people are in, they need anybody to do some stand up or something, I'll come out there for.
Are you going
to
go do a.
Yeah. Tweet me at crab diving, DM me, I'll send you my rate for performing for a bunch of gun nut fucking lunatic assholes.
So there you go. Mother of the year drags her a bunch of her kids
to a place where
people are in an armed occupation against the United States government.
In some weird way, do you think these gun nut militia fuckhead hippies, I mean, did they think this is like their Woodstock or something? This is like their, you know what I mean? Like, this is their moment to get together.
You mean the mom?
Is it an event to them? Like, they want to be a part of this revolution? Is this?
I guess so. I don't know.
I'm trying to figure it out. It's stupid. Because what we know is that they occupied a bird sanctuary.
Yes.
And they have shit tons of guns.
Yes.
And they aren't leaving until their demands, which what the demands are exactly are kind of fuzzy, are met.
Right.
Okay. Now what do you do?
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Does Ted Cruz want to carpet bomb these extremists?
No, he loves these guys.
Okay.
I've got a quick clip here from Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, my. We haven't heard from this fucking oxy walrus in a bit.
Talking about he's suggesting that Bernie is not attacking Hillary as roughly as he should be or could be.
Oh, okay.
And wait to hear why.
You know, not only was Hillary anti-gay marriage. She was anti-gay marriage.
Time the fuck out.
He's using a ha.
How does that work?
I don't know.
If
I don't
know.
If
you have a radio station, do you get like, you pay like some licensing company?
Absolutely.
And you can play the aha music?
I guess so.
It just seems wrong. I like that song. Don't you like that song?
Yeah.
Do you remember that music video?
Sure.
It was great. It had that pencil drawing.
Right,
it
right, right. Animated. It came to life, yeah.
This is a horror.
Hi, Gary Murray.
So here's a Limbaugh. He must be coming back from.
You know, not only was Hillary anti-gay marriage, she was anti-gay marriage as recently as 2008 during that campaign, folks. Anti-gay marriage. She was also pro-Iraq war. She voted for the Iraq
war. She was also pro-Iraq war.
She fucking was. And you know what? I agree. We have to remind people of that.
Right.
She was also pro-Iraq war. She voted for the Iraq war. Now, poor crazy Bernie has tried to make that point.
poor
crazy Bernie. Okay. Let's. Is Bernie poor? Is he rich? I don't know. I don't think Bernie's poor. Is he crazy?
I think he means poor as in what is he's, he? You know, oh, that poor guy. He's batshit. He's crazy.
Does he mean he's crazy like he's strung out on pharmaceuticals to the point where he's taking so much oxy he has to put a cochlear implant
that he goes deaf
in his fucking ear?
Right.
Man.
Oh, that was a virus, right? That was a virus. It was a virus his Mexican maid caught when she was out buying oxy in parking lots and bringing it back to him by the bushel.
That's the great thing. If you're a right wing nut job, fucking pundit or something, you don't have to have any integrity.
Crazy Bernie just does not make it forcefully enough.
Fuck you.
Crazy Bernie knows. I mean, he doesn't want to be the kind of guy that dies by virtue of suicide with two gunshots in his head.
There you go.
What in the fuck?
So he's playing it.
Oh, listen, he made himself laugh there. It's like a Vince Foster joke, because obviously, Ryan.
Oh, I see.
Obviously, God. Bernie's terrified that, I guess, Bill Clinton has ninja powers and is going to sneak into Bernie's hotel room late at night. And
is that
two in the head, one in the chest?
I'm sorry. Is that the story?
Two in the chest, one in the head.
Vince Foster shot himself there were two gunshots. He shot himself twice or something?
I don't remember the story. God. There's all kinds of right-wing nutjobbery about that. I thought I saw somewhere that he was shot and there was no gun around or something. I think you would have heard more about that.
Right.
If someone killed themselves with a gun.
Right.
And they couldn't find the gun.
Right.
I think that might have been bigger news.
Maybe it was.
Don't you?
Right. Well, maybe it's an ice gun. You know, like when somebody gets stabbed to death with an icicle. That is the perfect weapon.
Right.
It melts.
Close to the vest.
Oh, that's it.
I got to tell you, and I know someone like this. And when he calls me on the phone, it sounds just like Rush Limbaugh, and I hate listening to it so much.
I used to call you on the set.
Hold on, bling. Blah 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 blah. What a horrible song. I call you on my cell phone. It's no aha.
Oh my God. This other guy wants the guy that got arrested. There's a story about him too, that he was asking for help killing federal agents.
What guy? Oh, the drunk guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
Jeez. Lovely people that are coming to the support of the, Bundys. Really great folk. Salt of the earth shitheads.
Beautiful. Beautiful people.
You got any weapons? I got a bow and arrow.
Speaking of shitheads.
Yes.
Again, proof that turds don't plop far from the assholes. Jerry Falwell Jr.
Yay.
I think it's no big surprise. We could tell from when Trump spoke at Liberté University.
Welcome to the Christie
band. And you could see the wrinkle prints from Trump's starfish on Falwell's tongue.
Is that what that is?
He was, and he had little red hairs between his teeth. Jerry Falwell Jr. of the Uber Poobah over at Liberté University.
Nine!
It has officially gone. By the way, tonight, brand new Hollywood Hick, 7 p.m. here.
CraftDiving.com/live. That's right, boy.
Jerry Falwell Jr. done gone and officially endorsed Donald J. Trump.
Fuck you. He's a man of God. Why the fuck wouldn't he endorse Cruz? Cruz seems the most Jesus-y.
But there are several other evangelicals have been tweeting out and shit and Facebooking and whatever the hell else they do. And
I think they grind out. They're on Grindr.
Well, they're not.
Media.
Yeah, they're not way into it. One guy's like, Trump had three wives, a baby by wife number two, while married to wife one, and many affairs. And evangelicals like him? Question mark.
Well, dickhead. I mean, what about the guy in the Bible? Was it Isaac that sawed his son in half and gave half of it to God, or who did that? Somebody took it. Somebody took their kid, sawed his ass in half.
No, he didn't go through with it.
Oh,
God. In his infinite dickitude, thing, so, yeah. Said, prove you love me, take your kid up on the mountain and sacrifice him to me. And Abraham, Abraham was like, okay, according to the story. And right as he was just about to take the knife to his son,
yes,
in the name of the Lord,
perfect.
God was like, psych, just kidding.
Damn, that's not true.
Wow, you really do like me. Holy shit.
Now I'm not going to gut my son because a fucking invisible person spoke to me.
Right.
Oh, boy.
And the invisible person is a fucking asshole.
Oh, sure.
Who wants you to sacrifice your kid to prove your love for him?
Meanwhile, let's extrapolate all our morals and values from some piece of shit book chock full of that kind of bullshit. Perfect.
Exactly. And apply it to 21st century life.
Congratulations. We're all flaming fucking assholes.
But only that gay part.
Fuck you.
I want to eat shellfish. We don't follow the Levitical laws no more.
Was that
except for the gay one.
Oh, yeah. Is that blended fabric in your fleece?
Right.
I think fleece is a blended fabric.
Ooh. That's bad.
Oh, shit.
I've got a story here. We did the Trump Russian thing.
I call you on my cell phone.
I've got a lot of religious shit. Oh, also to do with the clown car.
Yes. Can you hotline bling Jesus or no?
Yesterday we talked about the endorsements. Donald Trump, of course, had.
Oh yeah,
none other. The important endorsement of Sarah Palin, of course.
Can I get a hallelujah? No more pussyfooting around.
Right-wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions.
Oh, my God.
And
why is she relevant?
And then
God, she's out making this endorsement. Not even 24 hours earlier, her son, right track, is trying to kill himself with an AR-15, beating the shit out of his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Before that.
Yeah. Jeez.
And then yesterday we talked about how Ted Cruz has raked in the coveted endorsement of
white people in droves.
That's media rape right there. You've just raped Bill Cosby. And then be ready to be used as a tool.
Glenn Beck.
Yes.
Endorsing Ted Cruz.
Okay.
And now, and don't forget Lindsey Graham.
Okay.
Threw his weight behind Jeb Bush, right?
I think an imaginary friend has more weight.
Well, no.
Oh.
Because George Pataki.
Oh, shit.
Former governor of New York.
I saw your tweet you put out on crab diving, at crab diving.
Right?
Very funny tweet. Kudos.
And Pataki.
Pataki.
Has has thrown his one vote behind Marco Rubio.
Who's Pataki?
He's the
former other Beatle?
Governor of New York.
Oh, okay.
He's a Republican.
Wonderful.
He's a moderate Republican, though.
Bleh, allegedly. What a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
Well, he made it boring New York. Asshole.
So there you go. Congratulations to Marco Rubio with the long coveted endorsement of George Pataki.
Yeah, good job, big ears. How'd you wrangle that one?
He gives a fuck.
Do you think he had to have a sit down with George Pataki? He's like, George, I really need your endorsement. And George Pataki's like, why? Everyone hates me. No one gives two fucks. Are you not watching the election? What do you want my endorsement?
I've got a lot of stuff piling up for Faithless Friday.
Perfect. Taking on religion.
There's a story, however, about I just thought the title was pretty funny.
Yeah.
You know, all these new fuckbots and jerk off sleeves and
sure.
you know, vibrating spinning dildos.
We're awash with fuck bots
and clitinators and things like that. There's a story about how
Clit Blaster 8000,
the sex tech, it says,
oh yes,
could threaten
what?
Prostitution,
national security. Oh shit, really?
They were talking to somebody at Sherry's Ranch, which is a legal brothel in Pahrump, Nevada, a town of 40,000 people near the California border.
Yeah, but people like that human interaction. Do they really want to put their dick in like a glorified USB port? I don't know.
They say that they're worried.
Oh,
the industry's worried, Ryan.
We're strapped
by virtual reality.
VR, baby. Of course. Fucking course, man.
This guy, Jeremy Lemer.
Oh, wait.
Who's the spokesperson for Sherry's Lemur Ranch?
Is a lemur, is that a monkey or is that in the tiger family?
It's a, like a cat. I believe it's a primate.
Oh, okay.
He said, well, what if they can duplicate sex via the internet?
Then you're out of business, you fucking asshole.
He says, if the virtual reality sex becomes too realistic, they're worried about whether people are going to go to whorehouses anymore.
It's the oldest business.
Right.
Right ever. I mean, shit. Historical moment.
It says this part was funny. The adult entertainment industry has been a first adopter of new technology for years. And is credited with helping boost sales of DVDs when they first came out.
Okay. Oh, I see.
And mobile devices in the early days. People, I guess, were getting smartphones so that they could look at porn.
Right. And because of
tablets
that,
and shit.
And because of that, we have things like the space shuttle, Bluetooth technology, you know, smart cars.
Now, porn studios are experimenting with virtual reality, putting the viewer in the middle of the action. And there are several companies out there that are creating internet-connected sex toys.
Okay.
Which are designed to simulate the feel of another person's touch, even if you're alone.
Okay.
It says they already have cam operators, that there are online strip clubs where women or men perform via webcam, that are using VR, video conferencing tech, and remote controlled sex toys.
But still, okay, I'm not going to go to the strip club. Where the fuck am I going to buy my $8 Coke?
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Soda, overpriced soda. It's a shitty joke. Fuck everyone.
So there you go. They're worried about the advances in virtual reality.
Are we going to give them a subsidy like the farming industry? Are we going to give a fucking jack subsidy?
Right. There's a prostitute subsidy.
We're going to need to give you a squirt subsidy.
Thanks for joining us. Just tuning in,
Danke.
We're gonna be here next 20 minutes or so.
Oh my god, and where is the time gone? We've only got 20 more minutes left in crab diving.
Exactly. Then back tomorrow. We're here every weekday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, live
ear hole and pleasure.
Then it's a podcast.
Right.
After that, it drops on iTunes, on Stitcher. If you do go to iTunes or Stitcher and feel like leaving a good review or giving us thumbs up or lots of stars, that would rock.
How can we get crab diving into like the VR thing? I mean, what part of this broadcast or this media empire could we, you know, introduce into virtual reality?
I don't think people want to be here with us.
Well,
we're
maybe they do.
Here yelling and screaming.
Maybe they want to sit there. They want to feel like they're right here.
Oh, great.
Maybe they want to follow Kate around.
Well, that would be far more interesting. The live Kate VR.
You know what?
Jack Russell level.
I have a feeling nobody's going to be like, you know what? Instead of maybe being in the crab diving podcast, I'm going to go sign into this Greek orgy. A Roman orgy. The Greeks did an orgy, right?
I'm sure they did.
The Romans.
I think the Romans were more.
Please.
made it more
Greeks
famous.
You think the Greeks can orgy? Please. You have no idea. These fucking Romans. Oh, my God.
Bad news today.
Sad.
Crazy fucking ass news today.
Fuck you. With Abe Bagoda.
Besides
He's
that,
dead.
The, you know, in Kentucky.
Fuck you. Ugh. That's the worst state. Could you, what state would be worse to live in than Kentucky? I mean, there's no coast
Mississippi?
There. No, wrong. No, you're so coast. Wrong. There's coast. There's coastal areas in Mississippi covered in oil. Doesn't matter. Kentucky sucks. Sorry.
A judge.
Lee.
You know, after Ken Ham.
Oh, my God.
Answers in Genesis. Uber poobah over there. Young Earth creationists who insist that the Earth, according to the Bible, is only 6,000 years old, and they have proof.
Oh, yeah. He's like P.T. Barnum for
dinosaurs
fucking
were killed in the flood.
Right. For Christaban assholes. Yeah. He's going to make that theme park.
So a judge who you will be shocked to learn was appointed by Bush.
Shocker.
Has decided that this ridiculous Ark Park, where they're building an alleged life-size ark, just like Noah's.
Is that what it's called? The Ark Park?
I don't know.
Will the boat actually work or no?
No. Oh, it's a scale model.
It sucks.
An asshole judge in Kentucky has decided that they're going to get their $18 million tax breaks after all.
Why?
U.S. District Judge Gregory F. Van Tettenhove. What a name, huh?
Oh, shit. I got to look at that name.
Gregory F. Van Tettenhove was appointed by G.W.
That's fake.
And he ruled that the tax incentive program is religiously neutral.
What?
And that Ark Encounter must be permitted to take part. So he's saying because the tax incentive program is supposed to include, not discriminate by religion.
Okay.
You can't prevent them from doing it. But the reason they were being prevented from these tax breaks is because of their employment practice.
Yes.
Remember, they had this employee manual that if you want to work there, you have to swear fealty to the Lord Jesus Christ and swear that the earth is only 6,000 years old and that you believe all their bullshit, which is kind of illegal.
Dude. Yeah, that's not cool at all.
But then this guy said, well, but then religious institutions aren't required to have those employment guidelines.
Okay.
You know, a church doesn't have to hire non-believers to work at the church.
Right.
But then they don't get, I was going to say they don't get tax breaks, but they do. They don't pay taxes. But this is like giving them money. This is giving them $18 million
this
of incentives
nuts.
And shit.
I mean, is the Ark Park, is it going to be profitable? Are they going to make money?
Well,
is it free?
I would fucking hope. No.
Okay, well,
no,
shit.
No, it's like Disney for idiots.
Why would this, I don't understand this.
It's crazy. It's bullshit.
Who the fuck wants to go to this?
The Americans United says that Ham and Answers in Genesis have every right to promote their religious views, including buying land and building what they believe is a copy of Noah's Ark.
Oh, my God.
But that the government should not pay for it.
Right.
And that Ham and his allies should have no right to compel taxpayers to support their evangelism. I'm sure they'll be appealing this, the Americans United. They say that far from striking a blow for religious freedom, Ham is merely helping to usher in the day when the faith he so claims to cherish is irrelevant.
Oh, man.
So
the Ark Park, I mean, it seems to me like the theme park business is highly competitive. I don't give a shit how religious you are. All of a sudden you wait, you're like, hey guys, instead of Dollywood or I don't know what other parks in that area, Six Flags or something, we're going to the Ark Park. Your kids are going to lose their fucking mind. They're going to be depressed, right?
The
Ark Park's going to suck.
One guy commissioned The study was commissioned by the Kentucky Tourism Arts. This is a study on how many visitors they think they're going to get.
I don't know. I mean,
although the project is smaller and would attract fewer visitors than previously estimated, the consultant concluded the project did meet the state requirement of having an economic benefit qualifying for state incentives. The Ark Encounter said that it's called the Ark Encounter.
Oh, geez.
The Ark Encounter estimated they would see 1.2 to 2 million visitors a year. Oh.
Oh, my God. That's bullshit. That's not true, dude. God. You know what's going to happen? This thing will open initially, right? And there'll be a big influx, right? People will go there, these religious Christaban nuts. They'll go there and be like, this is what Jesus wanted. He wants me to go to the ball pit and the Ark Encounter or whatever.
Well, some normal people did a study. Yes. Kentucky Tourism Arts and Heritage did an actual study.
Burn in hell.
They found that it would receive around 325,000 the first couple of years, peak at 425, and then decline to about 275,000 after that. Nowhere near 1.2 to 2 million a year. And I'd seen projections of this before, that Ken Ham was like, we're going to make millions of dollars. He's from Australia. Oh, we're going to make millions of dollars in the name of the Lord, and it's going to be millions of people coming through to learn about how the dinosaurs played frisbee with Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
And, but it's just not true. They just don't. Every study that's not from those assholes has shown that they don't think it's going to be that big of a deal, that it's not going to be 2 million people a year.
They're going to build it. And it's going to go out of business, and it's going to be a fucking eyesore, and it's just going to get overgrown with like trees and shit. Because like if you put a theme park and build all these fucking weird ass, I don't even know what rides you would have out of the biblical bullshit rides. What in the fuck do you do with it when you got to sell it? Who the fuck is going to buy this?
Right?
Do you buy it and try to make all the rides like secular or something? You gotta put a dick on everything? I don't fucking know.
God, that reminds me, the Wisconsin Dells.
Oh, yeah. I like the Dells. It's pretty.
Had a park like Bible Land or something.
Oh, really?
When we were
Bible
there.
Land. God.
I wonder if it...
to Bible Land.
Biblical Gardens, it was called.
Oh, perfect. I love that. That sounds peaceful. It's nice.
Well, it's still in the thank goodness for the internet.
Oh yeah, thank you, Al Gore. It's still there.
It's got a Facebook page.
Who the fuck goes to these things? Who's into Jesus so much that you go to a theme park? That is fucking wild. Is the idea that you go to the theme park?
No, it's vintage. It's your favorite vintage attraction.
Oh, okay,
but I do kind of remember.
I mean, is it still
waning?
There?
I do remember it kind of waning. All it was there were like statues of Jesus and like Joseph and lambs and shit scattered throughout the woods. Like you walk through the woods and you see a scene where there's some shitty, probably fiberglass statues.
What do you do there?
Of Jesus.
What do you do at these biblical theme parks? I mean, do you stand around praying all day? It's like a ride. It's like, come to this ride. What do? You stand here and pray. That sucks.
I know. Yeah, it's, you know.
I think we're getting to the point where we're getting to something here. Like, this is why religion kind of blows.
One of the many reasons religion, yeah.
I think it's not entertainment when it should be, you know? I mean, it should be entertaining. It's something you're dedicating your time to when you're not working.
Right.
So it should be fun, but it's not. It's not inherently entertaining. You're like, I can't think, like, what do you do at a Jesus theme park?
You see, I'm looking at a scene in the lovely woods of Jesus with a kid on his lap. It's, of course, white as fuck Jesus with brown hair.
If Jesus lived in Wisconsin, that's exactly how he would fucking look. But I think
much fatter and blonde. Yeah.
Well, Kate, look it up. Where was Jesus? I think it was Northern Africa. I don't know what color people are there. I don't mean to make it about race, but I don't think it's fucking white.
It's probably not. Hey, how dare you?
Jesus looks like
you,
dummy.
Biblical Gardens. Wow, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that when I was a kid.
It's crazy as fuck.
Back in the 1840s.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, Biblical Gardens no longer open.
Right.
Sad. So, yeah, this a big fuck you to Judge Dickwad Von Schittmagee.
Yeah,
whatever the hell his name is.
What are you going to do when this place goes out of fucking business? All of a sudden, you got a Ten Commandments log flume, or I don't even know what the fuck are you. There's going to be a Ten Commandments ride. What's it going to be?
That's what I was thinking about with Biblical Gardens when it closed, because I remember, I kind of remember it closing.
Yes.
And then I kind of remember it being creepy to the point, like maybe I'm just hallucinating these memories, but I swear I remember like pulling in, like turning around in the parking lot of the place or something and seeing it closed. And, you know, there's nothing weirder than like a biblical garden that's overgrown.
Oh, yeah.
And deserted and abandoned.
And also, how many heathens are you going to get to go to these, like, you know, like let's take shrooms and go to the biblical garden or the Ark,
that would, yeah.
The Ark Park.
Absolutely.
I think that would be a bad place to do it. Why don't they just make these theme parks VR if they really want to make money and spread the word of Jesus? Why don't they make it easily accessible? Like, just
put and you can hook up your dick to it and get a blowjob from a velociraptor or something.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to quit fucking the log flume. It's inappropriate.
Yeah. So there you go. We got a few minutes left here on the big show.
Yay.
Here on crab diving. Let me see if I've got
God, how shitty. Could you imagine? Hey, kids, I spent all the vacation dollars on the Ark Park.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Great.
Great.
Thanks.
We could go on the manger ride. And wait, the only cool thing I could think would be like, it might be cool to go through the log flume and all of a sudden the waters part, like they do that thing like that. You remember when Moses parted the water so the Jews could walk through the Red Sea?
Oh, yeah.
That was the best. I love that. Hilarious.
Do you want to hear, we've only got, I don't know if we got enough time for this one. But let's try. This is, do you remember Coach Dave? We haven't talked about Coach Dave Dobenmeyer in a long time.
What a tremendous load.
I would save him for Faithless Friday, but I've got so much for Faithless Friday already, and it's only fucking Tuesday.
Oh my God.
Also, he was talking to, on his, it says his inaugural broadcast.
Yes.
Anti-gay activist Coach Dave Dobenmeyer and Mike Heath began producing a daily internet TV show.
Okay.
That, according to Right Wing Watch, is basically Heath and Dobenmeyer participating in a Google Hangout complaining about gay people.
Oh.
So yesterday they had distinguished guest Peter LaBarbera, who we know as the leader of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality.
Oh, wow.
And here's a little taste of the Dobenmeyer and Heath show.
It burns.
With Peter LaBarbera getting together on the internet and having a three-way reach around circle jerk about
please.
The gays.
You're absolutely right. We can't talk about it because it's so uncomfortable.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what, thanks to these so-called gay marriage decisions, Coach, they are going to be talking about homosexual behavior to our young children.
Yes, they are.
You know why? Because they've got to teach safer sex. And if little Johnny can grow up to marry a man someday, well, you better teach safer gay sex because someday
Little Johnny,
you know, in fourth grade, we're going to have to teach you how to get an asshole to pucker for you and open right up.
Oh, gross.
What are they say? What is it? You put a condom on. That's safe sex for, there you go. You're done.
Listen, idiots, I hate to break it to you, but your little rugrats need to learn about safe sex. That's
little Johnny might need to practice it, right, Coach?
That's where we are, brother. That's where we are.
We are down.
My buddy.
Our people got to understand, when you're talking equality, well, then everything's equal. You've got to teach all aspects. And now we're seeing courses where they're saying, they're acting like...
Listen to... They're so obsessed. They want to sit in these... I want to help with the curriculum. You know these guys are desperately sitting there thinking about their kids being taught how to fuck each other in the bungholes, and the girls are taught how to find the little man in the boat for each other.
I mean, it's batshit crazy.
Right?
It really is.
Insanity.
Yeah.
You know what? There's a couple more minutes of this. Maybe we'll save it for tomorrow. We'll open with that.
Please.
So we'll just slip the tip in of Peter LaBarbera.
Yeah, yeah.
And Heath and, take and a breath. Coach Dave with their congratulations on their new internet show.
These guys.
Any asshole can have an internet show.
A Google Hangout.
Go to crabdiving.com for our internet show.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man.
Thanks for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back again tomorrow, hump day. From 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast live. Don't forget to download us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher. Be kind enough to leave a good review. Or you can go to crabdiving.com for everything. Don't forget, tonight, a brand new sparkling Hollywood hick for y'all, Mother Trekkers, at 7 p.m. starring the very funny Mr. Brent Paris. Learn all about Hollywood and bullshit.
Oh,
and
can't
listen
wait.
To Brent regale. For an hour.
Oh, yes.
7 p.m. Pacific, 10 out on the Eastern Type Coast.
For sure.
Also, iTunes, Stitcher, and crabdiving.com. If you're going to buy shit, go through our portal. Help us out. crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little taste. Doesn't cost you nothing. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out somewhere he's going to be.
Yes.
Go to his Twitter feed, at RatedRComedy, or to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience, oh so freaking Vile.
And we will be back tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. At Crab Diving.